Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:53 British Summer Time. Today is September 27th. Well, today was characterized by two large events. One was the weakness of Asian stock markets, the other was the gold market. If we recap, the Asian markets were all reasonably weak in here today. The Nikkei was down over 2%, the Hang Seng was down 1.5%, the ASX down 1%. Both Taiwan and Singapore broke below last year's low, broke down out of these 1 month trading ranges. Clear upward dynamics will be required tomorrow to suggest a failed downside break. I wouldn't rule that out because we've had a good strong close on Wall Street following on from the positive action on Friday. And today, although it was a volatile day in trading in Europe, with most markets at one point being up 3% or 4% some, a number of them gave up the entire advance and then recouped it into the close. So the DAX was up almost 3%. The MIB in Italy was up over 3%. The FTSE was a bit of a laggard. It was up only half of 1%. But into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is finishing up over 2%. The same with the S&P. The Nasdaq Composite is over 1%, up over 1%. The TSX up 1.75%. Mexico up 2.5%. Brazil up 1%. So good positive action. Now, if we look back 2 weeks, then markets went down for five consecutive days. Last week, sorry, 2 weeks ago, markets went up for five consecutive days. Last week, they went down for four consecutive days. Most found at least short-term support on Friday, and we're seeing at least a partial rebound in Europe and in on Wall Street in here today. There's a strong likelihood that that's going to feed through into some additional strength in Asia tomorrow. The other major event in here today was in the precious metal markets, and gold at one point was down $130. It's closing down 35. That's a major rally intraday. Gold had become really quite overextended. It was as overextended as it has been at any point in the last few years, relative to its 200-day moving average when it peaked in the region of $1,900 in early August. It pulled back somewhat, then it ranged for a while, and then in the last 2 to 3 days, it unwound that overbought condition in abrupt fashion. It found support today in the region of the 200-day moving average. Back when gold was at $1,900, nobody wanted to believe that we were close to a medium-term peak. There were plenty of people who wished they could have bought in the region of $1,500. Well, they had an opportunity today. There's definitely people started to initiate longs in the region of the 200-day moving average. The last 2 years in gold have been particularly consistent in terms of the market finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average and the pace of the advance picking up really quite considerably, relative to the 7 years that had occurred before that. If the uptrend is going to remain consistent, and by that we mean that it should continue to find support in the region of the 200-day moving average, it should continue to post progressions of higher reaction lows. It has unwound the overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average. That's a positive. That's what we were looking for. We were looking for a reversion towards the mean. The speed with which it is pulled back virtually ensures that the market is going to remain volatile. On a contract that is $1,600 and change, a $100 move in a commodity isn't that surprising. We can expect $100 ranges in the next couple of days. That's a sizable amount of volatility, and margin requirements continue to hit higher in the gold markets. It's going to take time for gold to build support in the current region. There is still the possibility that gold could overshoot, and that would create an even better buying opportunity. There's no evidence that gold secular bull market is over. The fundamental conditions that are helping to drive this, which are primarily a supply deficit in the face of growing demand, have not changed in the $300 that gold has moved in the last month and a half. So the secular bull market is still intact. Whether we've seen a medium-term low today or not remains open to conjecture. We'll have to see evidence that it is building support in the region of the 200-day moving average to make that judgment call. But today's action is certainly in the right direction. Now, the other important move today was in oil. Brent crude went down and had a look at the $100 level, not quite, but pretty close, and closed in positive territory. Oil Brent was a bit overextended or a bit oversold in the very short term. It looks like it's going to unwind that oversold condition. In the medium term, it still has this progression of lower rally highs. That's a supply-dominated environment. We still have a great deal of fear about slowing economic growth. There was an interesting article today from about Apple, that Apple suppliers have reported that their orders are down in the region of 25%. That would suggest that Apple doesn't expect their sales to be as high in the next quarters as many perhaps expect. That is also feeding into fears about a global slowdown. The European or sentiment towards the European crisis was a bit more positive in here today. The German government, in particular, appeared to be getting their act together in terms and talking about ring fencing or putting up a firewall around Greece. And they will need to do that. Angela Merkel 2 weeks ago committed herself to avoiding a disorderly default. One could construe that as saying that she's going to ensure an orderly default. And Greek government bond debt yields continue to push higher. They contracted somewhat 2 weeks ago. They've been expanding again over the last 10 days. The likelihood of a default, if not in the next couple of months, perhaps in the next year, is still a very high possibility. They'll have to move heaven and earth to defray the potential for a default scenario. The big question is, to what extent are major economies in Europe willing to support their respective banking sectors, and how will they contain the risk that is to their various economies? And we're starting to see some talk. Olli Rehn, who's the Monetary Affairs Commissioner, was talking about massively increasing the bailout fund. And they're also talking about bringing forward the I think it's the ECM, which is the European mechanism for backstopping the various bonds of countries. That's not due to come into being until 2013. They're talking about bringing it forward considerably. So these are positive aspects to the European crisis. When one looks at the European banking sector, it has not made a new low. It went and tested the low that was posted a couple of weeks ago. There was a marginal upside key reversal on the index on Friday. It followed through in here today. A short-term goal is to get back above 100. Above 105, it will be challenging the progression of lower rally highs. The DAX has quite a similar pattern, although it has not fallen to the same extent. The DAX has now posted an equal low, or just about, and was stronger today by almost 3%. That's also positive action. There's been a marked loss of momentum for the DAX. There is a falling wedge characteristic. You start to break the progression of lower rally highs, that could start to challenge some of the short positions. So that is a potential outcome from the current environment. Commodities have come under a great deal of pressure over the last couple of weeks. Gold in particular has led on the downside. Silver at one point today was down over $3. It found support in the region of 26. It's back above 30 in here today. It's finishing out the day in positive territory. The platinum market was as low today as $1,475. It's finishing out the day at $1,554. It's only down 60 on the day, and it was well in excess of 100. And palladium was as low as 605. It's finishing out the day just down 9 at 632. So this is suggesting that we've seen a low of at least short-term significance. these markets have become very oversold in the very short term. There is potential for at least a bounce if they start to post higher reaction lows, namely that once this short-term bounce has run its course, that they find support above today's lows, then we'll be able to say that a short-term low has definitely been reached. Then we can start to monitor how progressions of higher reaction lows. Gold in particular has retraced to its mean. That's what we would have been looking for. US Treasuries were down today by 120, and that's also positive action. These government bonds have been losing momentum somewhat. We don't have a great deal of evidence yet to suggest that this powerful momentum move has ended. And we know that the Fed are going to be buying long-dated government bonds, so this is a state-sponsored momentum move. But it has primarily been driven by fear. The impressive rally that we've seen in the US dollar over the last couple of weeks is also a little bit overbought in the short term. It still looks like the dollar can go higher against the euro. But against Asian currencies, it has become really quite overbought in a very short period of time. There is potential for a partial unwind of this advance. The technical deterioration that we've seen in a number of emerging market currencies will take time to unwind. If the dollar pulls back and begins to find support, particularly above 200-day moving averages, which are starting to turn upwards, it would suggest that we're into a new bullish phase for the US dollar, not just against the euro, but against a whole suite of other currencies. And that would be a headwind for the commodity sector primarily. When we look around the world, we've seen that there's been a great deal of deleveraging in the last 2 weeks, particularly. Dividend yields have increased considerably, particularly in Asia. And Asia remains the engine of global GDP growth. Tightening monetary policy has been a headwind for a number of Asian markets, particularly in China and India. And loosening of monetary policy will probably be tied both to their domestic situations and also to the commodity markets. An easing of monetary policy would probably act as a catalyst to attract foreign investors back into those markets. The weakening of their respective currencies suggests that when they again start to appreciate, that the correlation between the strength of their respective currencies and the strength of their stock markets will probably reassert itself. So the performance of the respective currencies is well worth monitoring from the perspective of an investor in the Asian region. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.